You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. How the fuck are you guys? Just watched the John Wick 3 trailer that just came out. Damn, that movie looks sweet. If you guys were a fan of any of the John Wicks or of the Matrix, I think they're just combining it all now. He's like the old man version of Neo, kicking ass. They even have Lawrence Fishburne in it. Like, Morpheus is back. Why the hell not? Fuck it, throw Trinity in. The podcast today, as I digress, MMA show 59, Kamaru Usman. Kamaru is the new, middleweight champ, welterweight champ. Yeah, he's what GSP's, fight weight was. He just beat Tyrone Woodley, and that UFC was pretty epic. Some controversies. That was the Ben Askren squashing Robbie Lawler's head one. But a great fight by Usman. Kicked a lot of ass, and now he's on Rogan to talk about, what the fuck is up. He's a cool guy, so let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
First things first, we have to talk about the Tyrone Woodley mum video with Usman. If you're not familiar with this, it was a tearjerker, people. It really was. It's a little Instagram clip. I think it was Instagram. That's where I saw it. But basically, Usman is finished fighting. They're bringing him off, out of the arena, ring, whatever, octagon. And Tyrone Woodley's mom is there. Now, remember, Tyrone Woodley's mom just watched his son get destroyed for 5 rounds, crushed, just battered. And Woodley's been massively dominant as a champion. But now he's getting destroyed by this Usman guy. Well, Tyrone's mom basically kind of announces, shouts out to Usman something. And that basically they embrace, and you've got to watch the video. It's so emotional. Tyrone's mom is such a badass lady, and it's a fucking great video. She's just saying it's okay, and Usman's kind of in tears, and she's like, don't worry, and you did great. This was your night. This wasn't his night, and you're the champ now, and be the champ, and just cool shit. Like, really, to put yourself in that position, she seems like the best. She's awesome. And, no wonder Tyrone is the way he is. No wonder he's been such a great champ. I mean, when you're raised by somebody like that, I mean, it's very impressive. Tyrone, what I liked about him is, first off, he's in a ton of pain. He's been, like, a world champion-level wrestler for many, many years. He's trained and fought for a long time, but he's had like 5 knee surgeries. He's completely smashed to pieces, is what he's talking about on this podcast. Yet what I really got from it is like he can just put all that aside and just fight and just fucking go. He can just turn it on like a switch. And it's one of those important things for anyone to remember, because so much of the time we see these people as invincible. Like they're just, you know, they're fighters that are just, they're not built like you are. And maybe they're not. Maybe they are superhuman in some ways. But they have all the same emotions. They have all the same feelings, and pain receptors work the same way. Like, these guys are in agony. And whenever you don't want to go train or lift because something's hurting, yeah, there are times and places for that. But a lot of the time, you can just push yourself right through. And this bad motherfucker can do it for sure. I mean, he talks about how most of the time he walks down the stairs backwards and his daughter laughs at him because of his knee pain. You know, it's just like he's way more stable doing it that way. Yet, when he gets in the ring, he just turns it on. And you would never know that he struggles to move around. Never. If you saw somebody walking down the stairs backwards, you'd be like, oh, I could kick that dude's ass. Trust me, Usman would fucking squash you. It's just crazy. It really is interesting. it's cool when he talks about how he first got into fighting. So he knew John Jones back in the day. He lived with Rashad Evans. He's just been around like these world-class fighters. And over time, they just kind of persuaded him to work in that direction. He's trained with them like as wrestling coaches. He's a wrestling coach on The Ultimate Fighter. And, you know, after a while, he's like, look, I don't want to make zero money just doing wrestling. I want to make a bit of cash doing some MMA. And he gets in there. He's mostly undefeated. He has one loss on his record, and that loss was against a jiu-jitsu guy. And after that point, he just trained jiu-jitsu all the time, went and got a gi, and you know, now has his black belt. So I think he was recently given his black belt, too. Maybe when he won the belt. But anyway, yeah, he trained that. He added that to his game. As soon as he realized that that was going to be a problem, that was, you know, a big part of what was missing in his game, he just adjusted and started smashing people. And probably as a wrestler, you know, I've trained jiu-jitsu with guys that have come in and they've been wrestlers, you know, and even when they don't know jiu-jitsu, they know a lot about how the body works and how to take you down and how to hold position. And they, yeah, they're pretty nasty. Like they're always fucking hard work. I just think that having Rashad Evans as a mentor, like he lived with Rashad when Rashad was really at his height, when he was the champ and he was traveling everywhere doing, you know, all the press conferences and hanging out, meeting people. And that must have been so inspiring. I mean, really fucking cool to have a guy like Rashad just kind of showing you what's possible out there. And that was years ago. I mean, when was Rashad champ? Like, man, Rashad must have been champ like 2010, maybe? Was it that long ago? 8 years? I don't know. It seems like a long time ago now that he was the champ. And it wasn't for all that long. I don't even know if he defended his belt. But anyway, you know, he was one of the top fighters for quite a long time. His battles with Rampage were pretty epic. And yeah, he knocked out Chuck Liddell. I mean, Rashad has some incredible fights. So for Usman to kind of have that mentor, you know, be able to throw questions off it, like, what do you think of this? How should I do this? How should I orient my career? I mean, it's cool stuff. And, you know, Usman has had a tough time of it, tough upbringing, a tough life. I guess his dad, he was saying something on the podcast. I don't remember all of it, but he was saying something about his dad's in jail in Texas. Kind of got framed or something. Pretty awful situation. It's like a rough time, and it has been. And his dad worked really hard for the family and blah blah. So he's had to deal with some real tough things that have made him question like where he is and what he's doing. These are the messages that I love to pull out of these podcasts. When I'm listening to any good podcast, that's what I'm listening for. It's like, okay, how did you fucking do it when it was tough? When you didn't want to get up out of bed or do whatever, how did you get moving? What's the catalyst? You know, what's the driver? And it's like a lot of times they talk about, well, you know, when I had kids, that was a driver. Well, great. I don't have kids. A lot of people don't. So what are we supposed to do? You know, what gets them moving? And it wasn't just about winning with him and paying the bills. It was more about proving to himself that he could do it. He could set his mind in this direction and accomplish the impossible through all the adversity. Like, what, you know, why go through so many difficult, challenging things just to sit back and like let them overtake you? It's like, it almost sounded like this was his way of getting some control over the situation and the difficult times. Like, become this champion, become the best of the best of the thing that you are doing, and then you can force your way out of that, you know, tough spot. I don't know, maybe I'm reading into it a lot, but I liked his energy with it. And he was cool, he was chilled. He even had a lot of good stuff to say about Woodley. He wasn't talking shit. I mean, you know, I like that. I like the shit talkers too, right? The Michael Bisbings and the Conor McGregors, of course, they're fun. The Chael Sonnens, like, they're great. But it's also cool that they sit back and admire their adversaries and recognize the greatness in them. Because to me, it's almost like, instead of dismissing how badass somebody is, you're saying, okay, I know what Woodley is. I know what kind of person he is, how tough he is. What can I gain from learning about him and take forward. There's some shit talking back and forth between Ben Askren and Usman, which I like. I think Ben's going to be like the new Chael Sonnen, just talking shit and starting controversy. I don't think Ben's a bad guy. I think that's just how he rolls, and it's just like a little bit of psychology. Get inside people's heads, fuck with them a little bit. That I thought is pretty fun, and I like to see how that unfolds. It will be a great fight between those two because they're such both epic warriors. But the real question is, after Usman was talking, is his body going to be able to hold up? Like, really? That, to me, was the biggest concern. And in some ways, I'm like, wow, you're the champ now. And immediately you're talking about how you're limping around and you need operations and you're in a lot of pain all the time. That's a very vulnerable place to be. It really is. Get a feel for it. Listen to the podcast and just kind of, like, take it in. Like, I respect his honesty with it, but I'm almost like, aren't you telling your enemy, like, your weaknesses? I don't know. I'm not a fighter, but it seemed to me like he wasn't too worried about holding his cards close. It just was him. Anyway, and maybe he was a bit starstruck, kind of, that he was on Rogan. But I'm a fan, guys. I'm now a fan of Usman. I think he's a badass dude. And, yeah, I can't wait to see what else he gets up to. And hopefully he keeps winning. And it'd be great to have him back on. I like the podcast a lot. It was great. Anyway, check it out. Thanks a lot for listening. See you later.